This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A red flag warning remains in effect through the end of the day today, along with windy and dry weather, had the Campbell County Fire Department responding to several fires over the weekend. Southwesterly winds upward of 45 miles an hour, coupled with relative humidity as low as 11%, contributed to fire calls all day on Saturday. That red flag warning runs through tonight, and a high wind warning is in effect through tomorrow night. Campbell County has seen a significant uptick in requests for mental health services in the last couple of years, partially motivated by the isolation and pervasive presence of COVID-19. The News Record reports healthcare providers have said more people are seeking treatment for depression, anxiety, and other behavioral health problems while waiting lists for those services fill up. An increased awareness of how widespread mental health problems are may have contributed to the increase in demand. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A former Gillette resident has announced that she'll be running in the race for the position of Wyoming State Superintendent of Public Instruction. The News Record reports that Megan Degenfelder lived in the city from 2014 through 2018. She was hired in 2017 as the Department of Education's Chief Policy Officer, where she served under former State Superintendent Jillian Balow during that time. The average price for gas last week in Campbell County was $4.08 a gallon, the ninth highest in the state. Lincoln County was the most expensive at $4.29 a gallon. Natrona County had the cheapest gas at $3.91.8 a gallon. Late last month, Campbell County Emergency Management Coordinator David King was inducted into the county's Fire Department Walk of Fame. King served in the fire service for 25 years and retired in 2020. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.